Dustin Faber, I'm kind of disappointed that you met my doppelganger, but didn't kill him, because you're supposed to kill him. So you're supposed to do when you meet a doppelganger. So. Welcome to episode 106 of One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am the worst joke writer ever. And I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager. And I am The Walking Dead.
My name is Jason Lim, resident Canadian. And I'm here to remind you to let your ham stand 10 to 15 minutes before you start carving.
That's a terrible idea.
That sounds kind of gross.
You gotta let it cool down.
That's 10 to 15 minutes of me not having to eat it.
Eating delicious hot ham.
I mean, that's the best way to eat it. Huh? I mean, I've eaten cold ham. That's also
good. Yeah, it is. Pretty much ham and
just
any
ham. Ham.
That's
ham.
True. Yeah, ham, you know, by itself, on a sandwich, with some other stuff. It's all good.
With another piece of ham.
Oh, yes. Mm. Like a ham sandwich where the bread is ham instead. So it's like a
The bread just like the ends of the ham?
Yeah, the really butts.
And then there's more ham in between.
The butts are a good part of the ham.
Yeah.
Like you butts. Got bacon strips on there too.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Now you're turning my motor. Bacon on your ham.
God damn it. I want some ham.
Lamb wants ham.
And Dr. Seuss book.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's going to be a good night.
Okay. We're terrible if we're all constantly thinking the same thing. No original thoughts whatsoever. Speaking of never having an original thought ever, have you guys played any old video games lately?
Yes.
Yeah?
You're just going to be disappointed. I played some more Quake Live about 15 minutes ago. Because
cool.
I realized, oh crap, I haven't played any old games this week. So I played
so
around.
Okay. It's better than Hunter, who leaves when we ask.
What a dick.
What a dork.
What'd you play, Bailey? We'll skip him.
I took the dangerous route of pulling a Bailey and not playing a game. Instead, I got an old school game-friendly shirt. So you might remember the hoodie from last week, the Mario hoodie. This is the Legend of Zelda hoodie.
Nice.
A few quick features. It is a zip-up. It has the official Nintendo seal of approval, which I think is actually like my favorite part. It has the shield on the back of it.
Ooh.
That's, I actually didn't realize it had that. And I was like, whoa, I got the shield. And last but not least, if you didn't already notice, it has the long Link style. Look at that.
That's pretty good.
I am Link right now. Like, wearing this makes me smile. I'm a big Nintendo fan. And in honor of my longtime relationship with the hero of Hyrule, I really want to channel his mojo tonight.
Yes.
So for the rest of the podcast, I want to speak only like Link would. So I'm just going to, you know, just the whole time.
All right. I actually like that. No, he's back. What do you want?
Oh, sorry. I sneezed all over my computer and it died.
That's all right. What'd you play?
All right.
Let's get that hand. The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, 3D. Yeah. So that's the...
You just out-Zelded me and I'm wearing a Zelda hoodie.
Yeah. So that's the Ocarina of Time for the 3DS.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a game.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's...
It's
disappointing, isn't it?
No, it's not disappointing. No, of course not. It's an amazing game. It's revolutionary and biblical at times and... I had forgotten how cinematic the game actually is. Like, even, like, certain, like, camera angles and stuff when you go into, like, Hyrule Town Square and stuff, and like it's just this really weird aerial kind of down angle camera shot, which is just the weirdest thing. I don't know, it sticks out like a sore thumb to me. And then like when you go into different areas for the first time and they're doing like the panning across to show you, I don't know, it's just some of the stuff, it's just weird. I don't know, it's a lot more cinematic than I remember it being. But what's neat about the 3D version, which the 3D is shit, by the way. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's the whole idea of 3D in a video game is just the worst idea ever. Like, I don't... No, just stop. But they redid all the visuals. So the game looks like you remember it looking when you were a kid playing it. But if you go back and play the 64 version, like, it looks terrible. But this looks amazing. Like, this looks like how the game should have looked. You know what I mean? And what's weird about that is many of the dungeons are bland. Like, there's... Like, the walls are just kind of boring. And, like, you know, some of the dungeons you go into, like, it's all rock walls. So you would expect, you know, parts of the walls to be jutting out from spots where it's been broken off. And it's just flat. It's kind of texturedless, which is weird. And I think I notice it more now just because the graphics are so much more crisper. Still get annoyed at some of the stuff. Like the water temple.
Ah, yeah.
Like, it's not hard. It's just annoying.
Tedious.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun, though. I'm hoping to beat it by next weekend.
Nice.
So... But yeah,
totally doable.
Yeah, I mean, I crushed through and became Adult Link in like 2.5 hours when I first downloaded it.
Yeah,
nice.
So, and then I've just been I trying not to use any kind of walkthrough, and I'm just trying to go back using my memory of how well I know the game, and like I'm confused now of where to go, because I can either go to what's it called, Gerudo Valley, or Gerudo. Something, I don't know. Or the Shadow Temple in the graveyard, and I can't remember which one I'm supposed to go to first. So it's like, well, the Gerudo Valley thing, you got the whole like you got to sneak around camp, you can't be caught, and I hate stealth stuff. So like I did it for like 5 or 10 minutes and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I was like, maybe I can just go to the Shadow Temple. So I tried going there and it's like, only those who could see past the illusions are able to enter. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I can't remember.
Need the lens of truth.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do remember that.
Spoiler alert.
But I think that...
Damn it, Bailey.
It reminds me of one of the things that I really enjoy about A Link Between Worlds that no other Zelda game ever got, was the fact that you get some of the coolest weapons and upgrades at the very end of the game, where, unless if you're like me, you're not going to go back and play it again, you know? But it's like, I wish I had all that cool stuff, like, maybe, like, halfway through. So, like, I could really use my mirror shield just to see how it works, you know, except for just that one level. But with A Link Between Worlds, which is neat, is because you can rent and practically buy every weapon before you go into the first dungeon. So it's like, you're already fully stacked. And he can run around and chase things and, you know, use all the cool weapons that you probably wouldn't have only used in one dungeon because it came at the very end. So
there definitely is a fine art to balancing item acquisition. I feel like that would be one aspect of game design I would be terrible at.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's just play the whole game in minimalist mode where the whole point is to have as little resources as possible. Or let's just go all out and no gatekeeping, just complete open world. I don't know. I have no idea how to develop a game.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's got to be something that you have to, you can't be wishy-washy about it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to establish it up front at the very beginning of the game, because you can't just, which I wrote an article about way back in the day now. About how some games like make you this all-powerful being at the very beginning of the game and then just strip you completely and you have to go back and collect everything. That is the most annoying thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because like, it's like, here's a little taste of how cool you really can be, but not for probably 35 hours of gameplay.
And you'll only be that cool for the last boss battle.
Right, exactly. Whereas in like something with Mega Man, Mega Man X, actually, when you get to Vile at the end of the introduction stage, and you know Zero comes in and saves your life because you're powerless for the most part. He mentions something in the cutscene about how you're not as powerful as me yet, which is awesome because it's like you just saw this guy blast this dude away with this giant charged beam, and it's like you've been pounding on this guy for relentlessly for like 2 minutes and not showing any damage, and it's like I'm gonna be as powerful as this guy. Whoa. Well, at first I was like I'm gonna be as powerful as this chick, and then I realized that it's, Zero is actually a dude. So,
oh yeah.
But see, I think that's a better way because you get the glimpse of what can be rather than giving the player the control at the very beginning and then whisking it away. But
it's like the fierce deity's mask in Majora's Mask.
Yeah, which is like
only
at the very end.
Yeah, the most powerful item in the game. You can only use it during the final boss fight, and to unlock it, you have to unlock every other mask and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's almost pointless at that point. You know.
Yeah, it's just a kind of a tip of the hat to being an adult for the only time. So for Zelda fans, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then it's gone.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I think, you know, just like anything else, I think there's games out there that do it right, and there's games out there that just really ruin it.
Yeah, because if you build too much anticipation, then you have a situation where the inevitable result can't possibly live up to the hype.
Yeah.
Just can't.
Just like Jason Lamb.
Well, yeah. It's, well.
Can't live up to the hype.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, you've heard so many great things.
We waited over 20 years to meet you, and then here you are. I built it up in my head so much. That's okay. Guys, we have a listener email discussion question from Chris Swartz, which he's the author of a column on One More Castle. Like, he's one of our writers. He writes about like gaming and parenting and specific games and teaching his daughter things with the games. And he's a cool guy. You can find him on Twitter at Chris A. Swartz. That's ChrisASwartz. This question goes like this. Hello, friends. My question to you is as follows. What game did your parents completely dominate you in as kids? I can remember growing up, we had Sega Channel, and my mom would utterly destroy me when it came to Primal Rage. I look forward to listening each week. Thanks, Chris Swartz. What do you guys think?
My parents don't play games, man.
All right, Jason.
I did.
Your dad destroyed you in some tennis game on TurboGrafx.
What did my dad destroy me? I think my dad destroyed me in... there's a baseball game for the TurboGrafx. What was it? TurboGrafx World Class Baseball. I'm pretty sure he destroyed me in that.
So you're terrible at it. He's pretty good.
I was terrible at it. I could probably beat him now.
Oh,
you hit that point in your life where you become better than your parents at video games.
Yeah.
It's a very important part.
It is.
I was four.
Yeah.
We used to do Unreal Tournament LAN matches.
Nice.
Huh.
So we'd each
be a fun game.
We'd each be on a computer at one point, and we'd be playing, and there got to a point where I'd just be totally destroying him.
Nice.
Mind you, that said, my dad is now 51 and is in a Call of Duty clan with a bunch of other 50-year-olds.
That's awesome.
And that's all that he plays awesome, on the actually. PC, so I'm pretty sure he could destroy me at that game.
I couldn't even imagine coming across a band of men playing Call of Duty in their
50s. Who could actually be war veterans.
Yeah, like they could actually, exactly.
Honest to God,
yeah,
I think like they actually do have a war veteran in the clan.
Oh, I'm sure, man. Whiskey Tango.
Lost my good eye in Nam. Barely need one to 360 don't scope you.
Yeah, but there's some people in the clan who I think were like getting near 70 and stuff.
Wow.
So, wow.
I mean, that's a great way to, you know, to communicate and to, you know, to kind of stay around people without having to go out. And
yeah.
I think that's great. I mean, that's really
Why
cool.
Not?
God, I hope to be doing that.
Yeah, that might be better than Wii bowling with older people. I'm not trying to say that. That sounds super offensive. All right, fine. Yeah. Dad never played video games. My mom played with me. She actually, there's a chance she'll listen to this, so gotta be careful how I put this.
That's right.
I do not think there's any game she could beat me at, especially destroy me at. However, her gift is patience. I would give up on a situation in a game before she did. Like, I mean, like, I can't. You guys have heard the way I play. I would play a platformer, and if I die, I would just turn the whole system off. Like, I'm done. I'm done. But she would actually take the time to, like, try things, and, like, repetitive, tedious stuff. She was, that's more up her alley. For instance, the Lego games, like on GameCube, Wii, like those kind of things. Like, she enjoys those. And lots of people do, like, nothing against that, but I just find them just kind of blandish. And, I don't know. I guess she could destroy me in Lego Harry Potter. Annihilate me. I would just put the controller down and walk out.
Into the code.
Other than that, nope, sorry, Mom. But you're going down.
My cousin that used to babysit me when I was younger, she was really good at Tetris. To the point where, like, when she would babysit my brother and I, we would, like, play Tetris, see how far you can get. Because we were really bad at it. I mean, we didn't really figure it out. I'm still terrible at it to this day.
Yeah.
But she would clear, you know, 30 and 40 lines, like, really quick. And, like, we just couldn't wrap our heads around it. Like, how are you doing that? You know, and so it was always cool to watch her play that because, like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, she was very patient and she was able to think a few moves ahead, which is something I've never really been good at, and strategize and stuff like that. And that was this was Tetris for the Game Boy. This isn't, oh, you don't like that piece, hit select and you can hold it and another piece will come down that you might want. Like, there was none of that baby stuff. You know, like, this was hardcore Tetris people.
This is real.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, so, I don't know. That's about it.
Yeah. All right.
She's still much better at Tetris than I am. Even today. Damn. God, I'm so bad at Tetris. I just, just can't get it, man. Like, I don't know. I start
me
sweating.
Me and you need to.
You know, and.
Me and you need to have a Tetris controller. Off someday.
We have. We had 3 whole days for you to kick my ass in NES games 2 years ago. Okay, so that ship has sailed.
No more of that.
Like, oh, what do you want to play? 5 minutes in. Man, this sucks. All right, let's play something better. God, what was it? It wasn't track and field. Was it World Games? World Games.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man. Love me some World Games. If anyone out there wants to play some obscure head-to-head Nintendo game, I'm your guy on the NES. I will play stuff like World Games that I spent way too many hours playing as a kid.
Let's see, like, I'm not a sore loser. I enjoy playing. But, I mean, after that third day, it was like, I can't do this anymore. Man, it's just...
Now, tell the whole story. You did get to play Sega games at another event less than a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, okay, so the Midwest Gaming Classic was 2 years ago. Bailey and I went, and then this past June, right? May, June.
Yeah.
Where the three of us were there, I made sure to bring my Genesis so I could at least have some sort of fairly level ground for me to stand on. Which didn't last long because I made the mistake of bringing Mega Bomberman, which I am awful at as well. But I do enjoy playing. We all did. I think we all kind of... That was kind of the game of choice that weekend.
It did kind of get there. Well, it's 4 players. I mean, so...
True. So... But no, I mean, like, we had a pretty good Street Fighter tournament going on, I thought. Mm-hmm. Nice back and forth tug of war. I'm not good at really any game. You know, like, I can... One of the nice things about me is I have both force. I can just keep hitting my head against a wall for hours on end until something just works. But I don't have any, like, strategy or... You know, like, I'm pretty bad at games. Like, I just got time. You know what I mean? Like, I'll play video games with, like, friends of mine. And they're like, wow, you're really good at this game. And it's like, no, I've just been playing it longer than you. I know what to expect. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure if you spent a day playing this game, you'd be better than me. Because I just don't... I just enjoy playing. You know? Win or lose.
Eh?
I just enjoy playing. I usually lose. Usually.
Hey, at least you can... Enjoy playing. I had nothing to add. That was well done.
I enjoy playing.
Cool.
I bet I could take Jason.
Yeah, let's be honest. He doesn't actually play video games.
Yeah.
We've spent the last week wondering how he ever got on the podcast.
I don't know, still.
That's right. Good times.
Oh, hooray.
But no, so, I mean, parents out there who, or would-be parents or people who want to have families, play games with your kids, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Tell us about it. We'd love to hear.
Some of my best memories are sitting down and watching certain movies with my dad, you know, as growing up as a kid, because it's, I don't know, it's just like interests, you know, it's... Play video games with your kids. Come on.
Play video games with your kids. Cool.
Just learn how to play. Just go for it.
I'm going to wait till my kid is older, though.
Oh, yeah, you should probably wait.
Yeah. Now, I want to let everybody know, onemorecastle.com has a community gaming night coming up. And we would like everyone to join us. Community gaming night! Do you know about this, Hunter? Have you heard about this?
I haven't.
Okay, because I don't want to dwell on it.
Oh.
I do need to mention it. The One More Castle Community Gaming Night is actually Tom Hall's idea. He's doing a great job as community manager doing stuff like this. And if you go to our website, onemorecastle.com, we had a post about it. And it's nothing complicated. It's just I want to throw the date out there. I think it's a Wednesday. It is October 22nd, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be playing Team Fortress 2. It's free. It's on Steam. Join the One More Castle Steam group and just play with us. I've been practicing and discovering that I really enjoy the game. Rapidly getting much better at it. So I've set aside time on my calendar for it just to play games and have fun. So please feel free to join us.
We're going to light you on fire.
You can actually interact with
us. Yeah, because Jason's pretty much going to destroy us all.
No, I'm worried about Andrew. That's what I'm worried about.
If Andrew makes it to this event,
you're kidding me.
What was it, Jason? 800 hours.
that's just gross.
Yeah.
Now, what games are you playing though, Jason? Like, are you doing the man versus machine, or are you doing like team deathmatch?
Usually play Payload.
I don't know what that is.
There's two competing teams. And you essentially have to escort. One team's escorting a bomb that's on basically a rail line.
Okay.
And if you're near it, your team pushes it. If your team's not around it for enough time, it starts going backwards. And the goal is to push it all the way to the end of the map where it will detonate and your team will win. It's like you're escorting something, basically. So I play that a lot.
Huh.
You would pick this mission.
Yeah. Wait, is there a taxes mission?
Oh, God, I wish.
Is there an underwater level?
That's crazy. Okay, I just wasn't sure. So
actually, the level we're playing will probably it does have water in it that you can go under and fight.
That's true. Yeah, probably. And so that's Community Gaming Night. As for listener email discussion questions, you can send them to podcast@onemorecastle.com to have your question featured. Because now it's time for a music break.
we're back. That was Cranium Castle by Lazy Gecko, a Mega Man 2 remix of Dr. Wily Stage 1. Straightforward, but enjoyable nonetheless. Yes, that's right. A Mega Man 2 remix, just for Jason.
This is what the music sounds like in Mega Man 2, Jason.
Since, you know, when you play it, you play without the sound.
Oh, yeah. Why would I listen to it?
They introduce you.
Crazy.
Speaking of crazy, it's time for the best part of our show, the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part where each of us has chosen, secretly, mind you, an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce our choice. None of us know what the others have picked. And then we're just going to spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to pick your favorite of the three in a poll on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. And let's face it, we have a lot of fun doing it. It's pretty much the only reason we meet one night a week, every week for the past 2 years. Just to fight about old video games. That's really it. 2 episodes ago, the theme was reptile games, loosely qualifying as games with reptiles in them somewhere. And the winner was Hunter with Pitfall on Atari 2600.
Yes! See?
And it's not...
Pitfall's great.
It's not just that he won, but he more than doubled the total votes that me and Jason got combined.
Really?
We haven't had a good creaming like that in a while, so I suppose
cream of
the
gore.
J-Man is back.
Juggernaut.
Tonight's theme, a little bit different.
Is it though?
Still the Animal Kingdom. But we're going with sharks. That's our theme. Sharks. Thank you, Jason. Sharks.
Yeah. So. I'm disappointed it's not a Street Sharks game, because that's solely why I chose a theme.
So you chose a theme...
Based on a game that doesn't exist.
Based on a franchise that has no video games for it. Jason Lamb, everybody! Jason Lamb!
What's right over here?
And Jason, you're typically our timekeeper. You put 1 minute on the clock, and I am usually the guy who goes first. I guess I'm ready. I have no script this week. I just kind of.
Well, I'm gonna have to say, you can go.
So I did go back to my wheelhouse, the NES. That's my most familiar repertoire. Back to a 1989. I wouldn't call it a classic. It's not super popular, but it's a solid game. It's one of those games that when you have played it, you like it. You have warm, fuzzy memories. It's very conducive to sentimentality. And does that do with sharks? Sure, if you have a loose interpretation, like I do. Man. I went with card sharks, because you'll encounter many of them, and eventually become one yourself. In the questing, Vegas-styled adventure game known as Casino Kid. That's right, Casino Kid, where you're a kid in a casino playing cards with the sharks. It's pretty fun. It's not the only gambling poker Vegas simulator on NES. Which one of the best?
It's time. Damn it, Bailey. I have words for you after we're done our spiels.
It's what we're here for, buddy. I'm ready.
Are you ready, Hunter?
Oh, I'm ready.
Go.
The year 2000... was a glorious year. Many great things happened. It was the start of a new millennium. And one of the most well-known creatures of gaming history found its first 3D adventure. That's Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future. In Echo the Dolphin, he finally takes his 3D run in the out ocean world, fighting off different sea creatures, including the precious shark, with the song of the shark, which is designed to confuse them so that they are vulnerable for attack. Echo the Dolphin. Is it a game? Yeah, I think it's a game. Defender of the Future for the Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, God damn it.
Echo the Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Wow, Jason seems extremely frustrated by our choices tonight.
He did pick the theme.
He did.
Juicy. He did.
No, you
he
know
did.
What? Huntress is fine.
Bowl.
Yours is awful, Bailey.
What a great way to intro that segment. Hunters is fine.
Well, I guess I'll start. Developed by... You son of a bitch. Developed by Appaloosa Interactive, developers of Echo the Dolphin, this game returned them to the roots. Based on the 1975 motion picture, it's Jaws Unleashed. Taking control of Jaws, the giant shark, you eat and kill your way through the ocean in an open-world environment that's compared to the Grand Theft Auto series on Wikipedia, which is completely wrong.
Yeah, that's very wrong.
That's very wrong. So you feed on other animals and humans and destroy things in your path. Came out on the PlayStation 2. You've got a health bar.
All right,
it was
it up,
published
Jason.
By THQ and Majesco.
Close it up.
You can use a tail whip. I still have 8 seconds. You can body bomb. That's you can smash down out of the air. There's a HUD. And that's Jaws Unleashed.
Jaws Unleashed.
Wow, maybe I should have just brought Jaws on the NES. Pretty sure I brought it before, but I love the games.
Yeah. Bailey.
What's up?
You know what happened tonight?
What happened?
When I was choosing my game, I was like... I stopped and I thought, you know what? It'd be kind of funny if I brought a game that didn't have an actual shark, but just, you know, it was like a money shark or, you know, something
like
that.
A card shark.
And I thought, no. I'm like, no, that would be a dick move. I'll go with an actual shark game. And then I paused and thought, you know what? Bailey's going to bring one of these damn games. Yeah. I know. And here we are.
See, I almost did that once because I think we were going to do a bear themed games, and I was going to pick Streets of Rage because in Japan it's called Bare Knuckles, like B-A-R-E.
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been great. Wow. Like I wrote out the intro and everything, and then when we did it, like something happened, and we ended up doing something else, and I just kind of forgot about it until now.
That's great.
So. Yeah.
You know what? If I knew you were going to do this, I would have brought Donald Trump's real estate tycoon.
Why even mention it? Just you don't care. You didn't. You didn't have the balls, so don't need to tease us with the possibilities.
Jeez. It's not his fault he's only got the one testicle, man.
Yeah, come on.
Jeez. Look, okay, I get it. Cancer sucks. Blah, blah, blah. But can we get over it already? It's
didn't,
been 3 years.
Tommy Tella... Rico? Tella, what's his name?
Tommy Tallarico, the composer, the game music.
Yeah,
guy?
Didn't he do the music for Jaws Unleashed?
I really thought you were about to ask. Didn't he lose his testicle?
No.
Yeah, so
it's like not.
No, like
that
I thought
I
he
heard,
did. The... No, I'm trying to get the show back on track. Is what I'm trying to do.
Back on testicle.
Back on testicle. Oh, that's gonna be a terrible show
balls.
Title that Andrew will never pick.
Let's get this back on balls, shall we?
So, B-O-B. Other than being a what.
This game was super hyped.
Casino Kid?
No.
Super
hyped. No.
And to No Power was fuming.
Yeah, Jaws Unleashed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sandbox game. Like... Oh, yeah. It's glorious. In what other game do you get the free exploring pleasure of living life as an apex predator?
Yeah.
You could be a dolphin that has sonar.
Sucks.
Oh, I like Echo the Dolphin.
Jesus.
It's a weird game.
A weird Echo the game. Dolphin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can, especially in Defender of the Future, like you can literally play for hours and not accomplish anything. It's like so majestic because you're like this kick-ass dolphin that can like do somersaults and stuff.
Can I ask you something, Hunter?
No.
Okay. Then I'll just...
Gotta pay me.
Use Maybe it as a statement. First. I'll just as a statement. I'll say, if you really want to represent
comment?
The yeah, absolutely. If you really want to represent the Echo fandom, like the Echo universe, like the culture of Echo, you would have picked Tides of Time. Like, you definitely picked the black sheep game of the Echo. You realize this, right?
I mean, it was on the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I played it a lot. It was
you
on
haven't.
The Dreamcast.
It's been a few weeks since you brought a Dreamcast game.
Yeah, it's true.
At least you didn't bring one of those creepy pervy ones.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know.
You brought a game about
pervy game.
You brought a game about music one week. I just have a thing against music games. So it's not my jam.
I don't
jam.
Know what you're talking about. Like Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
God, that's pervy.
Pervs. Music.
I don't know what you mean. Okay, let's talk about
Echo's
Casino
one
Kid.
Of those game. Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. Please.
Socks.
Please. Please.
Echo's one of those franchises. That was such a 90s franchise.
I know, right?
Like, it was just like...
It's like Bill and Ted of video games.
It's like the year 2000 like, hit. Everyone's just like, nope.
Nope. We're just... Nope. Why would no I play a game stuff. Where I'm the a dolphin?
The world has passed you by.
Friend they even tried the to... The same team tried to kickstart a new Echo game.
Leave
a couple
it
years
behind.
Ago, and it failed miserably.
Yeah, nobody's gonna do that.
Well, the creator of Pitfall, did you see his Kickstarter failure? That was monumental. He was trying to kickstart a game without having a description of what the game would be like. He's like, have a chance to be a part of a game, all of it.
I made Pitfall like forever ago.
Suckers.
Look at me.
Jason sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd fund that. I'd back that.
Did you? Because it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like the Echo Kickstarter, they only had $55,000 pledged. Which one? I can't believe there's 867 people who pledged that much money.
That's not a bad.
But two,
amount.
They asked for over half
a million
dollars.
Stand Jeez. It when companies do that. Like, let's come out That's of so nowhere and ask for most of $1 million.
I just want $665,000 to make a dolphin game, guys.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Because, I mean, essentially, that's what it is. Like, if you didn't actually try to, like, go and explore and do stuff within the game, you'd never even know that there was an actual, like, game there with, like, puzzles and, I mean, he goes to space. How cool is that?
Yeah, dolphins in space. Really cool, man.
Every time I look at it, it looks like you're just playing an interactive screensaver.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's you wouldn't know. And then you find out, he's one of the dolphins from Thanks for All the Fish, and he goes flying up into space. Like,
Wow.
Thanks for all the fish.
So Casino Kid.
Yeah.
Lost Wages is the town that you play in.
Yeah.
What kind of games we got here? We got blackjack, five card draw, poker, slot machines, and roulette. Or no, I'm sorry. Slot machines and roulette were omitted from the North American version. Yeah, because we don't want people to gamble.
Oh, poker, fine. Roulette, whoa! No! Yeah.
Is
not a slot machine.
Yeah. Is there a story in Casino Kid?
Yeah, you're a kid. Right, and you start out with a very little amount of money, and your goal
and
is
then
to
you
get
a
big
more.
Amount of money.
Here's what I don't understand. It's based on a manga series.
Yeah, and the whole thing's based around what is essentially the casino version of boss fights. Like, you have to find the right next player, go to that person's table, and play them. So, like, they actually have, like, personalities and stuff. Like, they have different faces, different things they say. They might have a tell or a bluff, and you might have to be able to decide which is which. Like, there's other card game video games on the NES. There's even other let's walk into a casino and play games on the NES. But this is the only one where your opponents are different individuals. Like, with different dialogue, different facial expressions. That's really the catch of the game. If you can't appreciate that, it's just another fun card game.
It's just another poker game? So you brought another board game, kind of. It's just a card game.
It's no peekaboo poker, that's for sure.
It's not peekaboo poker. No.
Bailey, tell me, why would I play Casino Kid, a card game, when I could play Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh. Well,
you couldn't play Pokemon something with Yu-Gi-Oh cards until like 10 years after this.
But why would I go back and go Casino Kid? I should play this.
No, see, okay. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think you would go back and play this game.
Echo? I might go back and play that. Just because it's so
Echo
weird.
The Dolphin, absolutely.
I would rather play Casino Kid than Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon trading card game, absolutely.
Really, though? Like, because there was other casino games that, like, Gold Nugget for the Super NES. That's a great casino game. You can physically walk around.
There's reasons. For Pokemon TCG and Yu-Gi-Oh! You need, like, real-life friends who also play it. It's never going to happen. Two, more of a monetary investment. More of a try. Like, if you're like a no-friend, body-odored hermit, Casino Kid's the way to go. Contest.
It's terrible. But no, I'm with Jason. Like, I don't see the point in going back now and playing Casino Kid. Like, maybe at the time when it was released, that would be a fun game.
It's still a fun game, now, though. We're not debating, like, how anachronistic our games are. We just got through describing how Echo is the most 90s things ever and it should be destroyed and lost.
But that gives
me
a reason to go back and play it. Just because it's
and
kind of, gonna
then we have game. Jason's game. Can we talk about Jason's game?
Yeah, you're giant,
Jason's game's cool.
You're giant shark eating people. What's cooler than that?
It's built up a lot of hype and it failed miserably. Yeah. Like practically
completely
every other game that builds
it.
Up a lot of fun. Yeah. No, it was terrible. It's really bad.
It's really bad, Jason.
Like, if
head detection's
you,
all off.
Oh yeah, it's
have you
it's.
Played?
Yeah, I played it.
See, like my game's fun. Your game sucks.
Jason's game's fun for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
5 minutes.
It's the crazy taxi of shark games.
Oh yeah,
you just get some quick kills in, and you're like, I'm good.
It's more.
Yeah, you call it a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. It's more like the Harvest Moon, as played by someone who normally plays Madden. Of shark games.
So are you throwing turnips at people?
No, it's just you get bored of it really quickly, and you're like, "Why? I'd rather be playing something. I'd rather be playing."
I wouldn't rather be playing Casino Kid.
What? I would.
There's not a lot of variety in either of your guys' games.
No, there's
And neither of them came out on the Dreamcast, which I think is a definite plus in my.
I'm gonna say Echo probably was one of the game titles that killed the Dreamcast.
Oh, that's a really good point.
No,
You're
a Dreamcast fan and you picked one of the nails in the Dreamcast coffin.
Guys, you should buy the Dreamcast. It's got we got this weird dolphin game. Guys,
it was like the fourth of the series.
Really
that
crappy
was a
Sonic
brand new
games.
Game.
Guys, we're really trying here.
Sonic Adventure was great.
Remember the Saturn? Remember that? We just kind of brushed over. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the Saturn.
See, that's what killed the Dreamcast. It was the Saturn. Come on, guys.
That doesn't even make any sense, Hunter. Think about what you just said. Think about what
happened. Would you like me to take the time and educate you on the history of the
Saturn? I can always use more segmication.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
Segmication? Segjucation? That's really hard to...
Yeah, I don't even know what that would be. Segmication. Yeah, segmentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Casino Kid.
Freaking.
So, if I lose in Casino Kid, do I fail in life as well?
No, that's the beauty of it. Video games are a great way to escape from reality. Also,
but what if I had a gambling habit?
Okay, then wouldn't this probably be a healthy thing for you to do, to play this instead of lose real money. Also, in both of your guys' games, you play as a sea creature. That's just, ugh, I don't want to be a thing
in
the water.
Dude, it's shark themed. That's the theme.
Yeah, I'd rather be a card shark than a water shark.
No, no.
Hunter's game, you're not a shark. So he's not obeying the theme ever. Is that what you're saying,
Jason? No, he has. There are sharks
in
his game. There are sharks
in
his game.
Hunter, are there sharks in your game?
There's an echo.
Yes.
The song of something. The song of shark. It confuses sharks.
The song of sharks. Yeah, is that anything like the song of storms?
Yeah, kind of.
No.
How do you sing to a shark? What does a shark song sound like, Hunter? Please.
Well, it's the
sing us a
sonar, so you can't hear it. It's above human ears.
Sense. What? What?
What?
Beyond the ken of human understanding. Sharks.
No, I thought when you said card sharks, I thought of the game show. I thought there was like a game show version of card sharks for a video game. I would love that game.
Why? Oh, God. Bailey, casino kid. Sharks.
What? What? It's fun. Get over it.
So what's the whole deal? Because you got Casino Kid, you got Wall Street Kid. There's another kid game.
Casino Kid 2?
I can't remember what it was. No. I know, but I'm saying like there's another... Like, what was the whole idea? Like, no kid is allowed in a casino.
That's the appeal! Like, when I was a kid, you're not, like, allowed in there. So playing the game is like, ooh, I'm being naughty. I'm playing the game. That's the appeal. It's like seeing an R-rated movie when you're 6. That's awesome.
Oh, man, they haven't made a game since 94.
No, that's terrible. It's terrible. That's like putting Joe Camel on a box of smokes. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Those things are not supposed to appeal to kids.
Are you really going the are we promoting gambling in our children route, Hunter? Are you really treading down
that
path?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, Casino Kid. Like, hey, kid, come to a casino. Oh, you're not old enough. Here, have some liquor and some shotguns.
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't drink a lot.
Did you really see an R-rated movie at 6?
At 4. It was RoboCop. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
No, it was crazy.
Didn't that, like, give you, like, crazy nightmares?
But I love crazy nightmares.
I remember
like, a vivid nightmare is one of the greatest joys in my life.
I wish I had more crazy nightmares.
Like, wake up sweating nightmares. Like, there are few things in my existence as a human that affect me as much as a good nightmare on a visceral level. I love a good nightmare. Like, actually terrified, like paralyzed me with fear. That would be, it's a rush. It's like a roller coaster.
Oh my God, is this getting out of hand?
That's like, I know it's Casino Kid, man. It's powerful stuff.
No, it's not. It's not a body crippling nightmare. No, it's terrible. Oh, it's bad. I don't know how many times I've passed over Casino Kid.
Casino Kid.
It's like $2 every time I see it, and I'm just like, meh. Casino games. Like, what's the appeal?
Who cares?
Jason, do you live near a casino?
Yeah. Multiple.
See, that's the appeal. Most people are familiar. They're just fun things.
No, I went to a casino
like
this
a
year
bowling
the first
game
time.
Questions a sports
I'd
game.
Rather play a bowling game than a casino game.
Well, then... Go back to the week I brought championship bowling and vote for that.
I will.
Two. Dip turd.
Nice.
Sheesh.
Okay, so you brought the worst game of the 80s. Hunter brought the most 90s game that came out in the year 2000.
Exactly.
And I brought the game that pretty much defines, you know, games after the year 2000 where there's massive hype but they fail to deliver.
Okay.
Wow.
But my game is not the worst game of the 80s. Like, not even close. Like, what are you saying? Ugh, you're so wrong.
Who thought bringing back Jaws was a good idea?
I don't know.
Like, Jaws? Have you guys ever seen any of the Jaws sequels? Like, the
no.
They're terrible.
The one where he's psychic and he growls.
What?
Hilarious. Yeah, Jaws the Revenge. Check it out. He goes after the specific Brody family members.
Man, I'm going to have to
and in the
watch my Jaws sequels.
Climactic scene of the film.
Oh, yeah, Michael Caine's in that
out
one.
The water, and he's like, roar! It's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch that.
So dumb. No, just don't waste your time, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what else I can say about my game looks pretty. Lots of colors, good pixel art, characters. It has a Japanese anime vibe to it.
No, my game looks the most realistic on the Dreamcast. The most realistic looking
like
game.
Like on the Dreamcast?
Easy.
Who wants their games to be
on
realistic?
The Dreamcast.
What? Nobody wants their games to be realistic.
That's like the big thing right now. That's
it's a
all
stupid
the rage,
thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Just because lots of people like something doesn't make it good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it must be, it must have some sort of appeal, or a lot of people wouldn't like it.
Yeah, so does murder. Lots of people love killing people.
I don't think I've ever met anybody who loves murder.
You probably have and just don't know it, Hunter. You probably have.
I'm sure the one that I do will also enjoy Casino Kid.
In this box.
Man, Jaws Unleashed.
Final arguments. Jason, why should anyone vote for...
You can be a giant shark that murders people. A murder shark.
I might be voting for Jaws. Hunter, why should anyone vote for Crapo the Dolphin?
Because you can be a giant dolphin that doesn't murder people.
Oh.
Instead,
ooh,
does aerial somersaults out of the ocean.
Here between the two. That's aerial somersaults. So, okay, that's cool. You should vote for Casino Kid because who knows if the Casino Kid likes murder or not. It's the rebellious vote. That's right. It's anti-establishment because there aren't any sharks in the game. Just card sharks playing poker with you because you're a kid and you want to make money. That's the showdown. My hoodie came from TV Store Online. They have a Twitter account, a website. Check them out. The Nintendo license they have, it expires at the end of the year, so just in time for Halloween or Christmas presents for your family. TV Store Online! Nintendo hoodies. Yo. Jason, any particular shout-outs or Microsoft Office tips?
You can follow me on Twitter, at Jason Lam. In terms of Microsoft Office tips, Microsoft Office 2013. Its Outlook program has an issue when dealing with IMAP email accounts, so... I'd stick with 2010.
Wow. Hey, that was probably one of the most informative things you've ever said on this show, Jason.
There we go. You asked.
Thank you, Jason. Hunter, any shout-outs or personal finance tips?
You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is iamericm.com. Don't buy a condo.
Good call.
It's an apartment and you'll never sell.
I own a condo.
So that's probably a bad idea on your part.
You should have told me beforehand.
Yeah, just buy a house, man. Way to go. Just, right. You know, buy a house.
I can, yeah.
Equity. Okay. The only way you're going to sell that condo is you got to find some schmuck that'll buy it. Just like you were.
Just like you were.
Yeah, just like I was.
Hey, you remind me of me. Want a condo?
Want a condo?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Really? Really?
Well, at least in America, it's never going to happen. I don't know how this in Canada. Don't they just give you guys condos? Is that like part of the government thing?
What?
Yeah.
I just get no. No. Well, no.
Well.
No. Every time somebody says something about Canada, I'm more and more intrigued.
It's like, true.
Weird.
God, it's like the world's they have their
biggest
milk and
dollar
bags.
Store.
What? They put their milk in.
We're the
still.
Land of milk and honey.
Yeah, and you keep them both in bags.
Yeah. Who does that?
I'm glad we don't have bagged honey.
Ah, oh, boo.
Do we have bagged honey?
Do we have bagged honey? Just a couple reminders to anyone listening. Our live stream is at 7:30 p.m. Central Time Thursday evenings. We tweet the link from One More Castle. Also, we have a community gaming night coming up on October 22nd. That night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to just start playing Team Fortress 2 together, which I'm really looking forward to. And again, if you want to send us a listener email discussion question, do that. It's podcast@onemorecastle.com. And I want to give shouts out to the live stream commenters like Dustin Faber, Jonathan Higgins, Jonathan H, Daniel Lamplu. Thanks for watching. Thanks for commenting. Appreciate you guys. But, I mean, you know what? Last but not least, just remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week. We'll